hoping to check in with Sarah Shaw from Sage on Laurel in downtown Brainerd. That's one of the many businesses, restaurants that have continued to have takeout, and I've been watching them on Facebook. They are a place where people have donated to them so that they can bring food to the emergency room at St. Joseph's Hospital. So, and we'll check in some with some more restaurants. That's one of the big things you can do to help right now. You can donate to food banks. You can go to restaurants and get takeout or delivery. There are so many to mention, but we just want to mention a few of them. Most of the fast food restaurants are open if they already do, you know, have a takeout window and kind of thing. Also in the Brainerd area, Prairie Bay restaurants, they're offering free food for kids. In the Grand Rapids area, Florio's and Madden's Dutch Room and Spartan Deli and Sweet Amelia's Cupcakery and Toivo's and Unwind Up North, they're all offering things. And there's many, many. Clacko Brewing also open. They'll have a meat wagon in the parking lot today, and then you can get takeout beer from them. And Rapids Brewing also doing that. But in other locations, like in the Hibbing area, you can go to Valentini's. They're doing things like that. The Sportsman's Restaurant and Sunrise Bakery are also offering takeout. Sawmill Inn in Virginia, as well as Jew's Chinese Restaurant in Virginia, all offering takeout. And we hope that you will frequent these places. Yes. Lots of places in Bemidji as well, like Bridget's Pub is doing that, the Bar 209. I think the Thai restaurant is doing that. So lots of places. There's too many to list, but if you want to know, we maybe can help you with that. But probably the best way is check their Facebook page or give your local restaurant a call and help them out.
A way to get through this is to do something good for somebody else, not just yourself.
Yeah. Keg and Cork, Minnesota Nice Cafe in Bemidji as well.
Waxahachie.
Bringing you great new music on KEXE, KBXE. We've been talking about local restaurants, and we're very glad to have with us Sarah Shaw from Sage on Laurel in downtown Brainerd. Sarah, thanks for talking with us today.
Yes, thank you. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for all the good work you're doing. I want to hear a little bit about how it's going for takeout.
Sure. For takeout, you know, it started a little slow, but I think people are getting a little more used to being able to still have access to a lot of their favorite restaurants and are starting to get a little more in the habit of doing the takeout and delivery. So it's starting to pick up for us. I mean, it's not going to wind up being similar to what it was when we could have our open dining room and people in there, but it is, you know, allowing a way for people to still stay connected with their favorite restaurants in a safe way. So we're glad we stayed open for it. It's kind of a tough call for mine and a lot of other restaurants, whether it was worth it to kind of stay open for just that or not. But
sure.
So far we're glad we did. So.
And I'm sure the customers are as well.
Yes, I think so.
You know, I saw you guys prepared a meal for the people working in healthcare.
Right. We have had a lot of orders from, because people that are working in the hospitals right now, they're not really able to just get up and leave and go to a restaurant or go home. And, you know, they have to be very, very careful about what they're doing outside. So we have been had the honor of doing a lot of food for people in healthcare right now, and there's a lot of need for that. We've also been able to have some donations that have come up and allowed us to provide food for some of the healthcare workers that way too, which has been really cool. So I do want to just warn, I don't know how that's going to continue to work or not, because some of those restrictions, you know, they're still having to make hard calls about what they're going to do to protect the people in the hospital, so they may not take outside food
right
for much longer, or they may continue. So I don't want to make any wrong statements about what's going to be happening with that. But as it is right now, we're glad to be able to provide some, you know, warm and nourishing food to people that are doing some really important things for us right now and don't have a whole lot of options for how to get that.
How are you doing personally? How are you taking care of yourself?
Well, you know, it was sort of a big hit at first. It was a little demoralizing at first to, have to close the doors and do that. But now we're starting to have fun with it and roll with it. And I'm still worried about the vulnerable members of my family and community. But I am also enjoying extra time at home with my kids and spouse. So
yeah,
there's upsides and worry sides to all of it. So
Sarah, what about employees of Sage on Laurel?
We have, like everybody else, had to lay off the majority of the staff. Everybody that worked on the front end dealing with the customers, they have all been laid off and are on unemployment. So that's been pretty heartbreaking to have to do that. But we still have some of the cooking staff on, but even that is much less than it was before. So,
yeah,
it's a fairly universal experience of restaurants right now.
Yeah.
Right. Not, working harder, but also, people that you really want to still have jobs. At least, we're in the state of Minnesota made it a little bit easier to sign up for that unemployment insurance right away. But that's certainly not.
From what the feedback I'm getting from my employees, they're not having a hard time with it.
And good.
It's been going pretty smoothly getting that to happen. So that's good. That's a relief.
Sure. I think one thing that hasn't been realized is how many people work in restaurants across the nation. And I think we're all kind of learning that of what we've relied on and how kind of tough it is in those fields and what happens when those jobs go away. So hopefully when life gets back to normal, people will realize that kind of stuff,
Right?
So
absolutely.
That's Sarah Shaw. Go ahead.
Okay. When it does come back to normal, unfortunately, there are going to be a lot of independent restaurants that are not going to be able to
make it
to their doors. So if you have those independent restaurants that you love, get out and try and support them in what way that you can. The chains are all going to be fine. They're all going to dig deep and find the money to stay open. But those small independent ones this is a challenge. So if you have one you love, get out and support them.
Leave a tip, and leave a good tip.
Yeah. You can find your menu is on your Facebook page as well?
Yes, and our website.
Okay. Sage on Laurel is in downtown Brainerd. That's Sarah Shaw. And we thank you so much for taking time today. Best of luck to you. Thanks for keeping open.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Sarah.